I'm going to call to order the Thursday, February 25th, 2021 meeting of the Historic Preservation Commission to order. It is 7:04 p.m. and this meeting is taking place telephonically in accordance with the state of Illinois state of emergency in response to the COVID-19 pandemic and the allowance of the Illinois Open Meetings Act. And calling the roll, Chairman Franek.
Here.
Commissioner Prestes.
Here.
Commissioner Graham White.
Here.
Commissioner Sager.
Here.
And so absent is Commissioners Pritz, Reno Ogden, and Forehand, but we do have a quorum.
Great, thanks everyone. Is there any public testimony?
None on the line, no members of the public on the line or here at Village Hall with me.
Okay, then moving on to approval of the meeting minutes for our last meeting on December 10th. Does anyone have any comments, additions, subtractions?
No.
No.
Nothing here.
Nothing here. Then do I hear a motion to approve?
I'll motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
I'll second.
Calling the roll on that, Chairman Franek.
Yes.
Commissioner Prestes.
Yes.
Commissioner Graham White.
Yes.
Commissioner Sager.
Yes.
Minutes approved. Thank you.
Great.
Dave, I have just a couple quick things to report if I kick us off real quick. Just one window application for the subcommittee since the last meeting. It was at 147 Thatcher, and it was just one bathroom window, and it was approved by the subcommittee as presented. Also, from the last meeting, kind of a carryover item, we last in December talked about 914 Ashland, a significant property that did have some code enforcement issues. Code enforcement issues were remedied. They were exterior landscaping issues, and the property has since sold as is to new owners. And that's what I'm able to share.
Great. I asked John to inquire as to people's availability for tonight, and thankfully we've got a quorum. Tried to have less frequent meetings out of respect for the increased demands on people's time because of COVID-19. That's everything from working at home to teaching duties at home to caring for family members, elders, et cetera, et cetera. Now that we are starting to see a dissemination of some level of vaccinations, which will continue obviously for several months, I thought it'd probably be a good idea to sort of at least get in people's minds, starting to think about how we want to press forward once things resume back to normal. And I assume that's probably not going to be until probably the very latter part of summer or early fall at the earliest. But rather than let the time just sort of click by, I thought I would at least sort of raise the issue so that people could start thinking of some things. Some of the stuff that had been talked about now over basically a year ago was expanding the path to preservation through awareness, potentially doing something at the Memorial Day Parade, doing a school history program, a Thursday night out concerning River Forest heritage. There was a question about, there was some discussion about kind of getting a community event, not unlike what Riverside did with a brew festival coupled with a house walk, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of those things are obviously sort of appropriate things to discuss, but curious if anyone has any other thoughts that they wish to explore at this time. And one of the things that I would note is that in talking to realtors, there is increased activity in the village, and sort of anecdotally, talking to some of the newer residents who purchased our block, that there appears to be an increased demand for old homes. And in fact, I'm looking at a lengthy article in the New York Times from Sunday, January 31st, talking about how many folks who are moving out of large metropolitan areas are seeking either close-in suburbs or country areas, in either instance, where historic homes are present. People are actually getting back into the concept of doing a little bit of renovation themselves in order to have a little bit of a better quality of life. And as they say, workmanship, you can't buy for love or money anymore. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
One thing I wanted to note, I did receive in the email with his regret for tonight from Commissioner Forehand. One of the questions I posed in that email was if anybody had any ideas for soliciting for the Historic Preservation Award. And just to kind of catch up with you up, Dave and I kind of talked about that. Certainly something we typically do in April, May, June. Obviously we didn't do it in 2020. We could consider our plans for 2021 kind of the appropriate time to start thinking about that. But I usually think it's best that we go into that application process, at least having a few properties in mind that we might invite to apply. Anyways, Commissioner Forehand noted in his email that he thought the commission might consider 825 Bonnie Bray for one of those applications. So another one for kind of the group to think about.
I have not been looking, you know, for the past year, but I did go through, you know, the handouts you know we've had delivered, and you always put the those people who have applied for permits, and I wonder if we could get those for like the past 12 months and just kind of go through them to look at, you know, who has applied for exterior work, and that would give us at least, you know, a starting point to, you know, do a drive-by.
Sure. What I can do is I can put together the list for the last 12 months. I'll probably pull out, because the reports I send you usually have the historic district properties on them too. Yeah. So I'll just give you the significant properties. I think that would make the most sense. And then I'll just put those ones together and I can send you guys that.
Yeah. Okay. But a lot of the ones we've chosen before are not significant. So.
Good point. Good point. Do you think you want all of them, including the historic district?
I mean, I just want whatever properties with, you know, have done exterior work.
Okay, all properties with exterior work.
That's all.
I'm sure we can run that. I'm not sure off the top of my head, but I'm sure we can run that report somehow.
Okay.
And did we give the award in 2019, John?
Jack.
I'm trying to figure how far we need to go back.
Yeah, let me look.
I don't think we did. I think there was somebody sent a beautiful video, but we decided it.
North. It was North Keystone, was it?
Yeah. Your memories are excellent. That's spot on. 1140 Keystone from 2019 was an applicant that we ultimately did an award to. I think a part of that struggle is the fact that a lot of their renovation was interior.
Right.
Ultimately didn't issue that award.
Yeah.
So it's been 19, 20, so it'd be like 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in 2018, we did We did two awards, I believe. Oh, no, it's 2017. We did two awards. So 146 Keystone, which is that big pink Queen Anne on the corner there.
Yeah.
And then 558 Franklin, which is a big blue.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, that was and wonderful.
And those are the two that we had videos made on. Those videos turned out good, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got two years and a couple of months to look at. Good.
I thought going back to what we might do as far as promotions, should we think about dusting off Al Popowitz's four videos, asking the village to put it in the newsletter? I mean, it's, you know, you have to remind people every few years. What would you guys think about that? They're out there on YouTube, but, you know, people forget. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. They're well done. It's a good interest generator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jen, might you be willing to write a couple of sentences that might catch people's interest about the videos that I can include with them?
Yeah, I'll try. Also, you know, we may have a couple dates that are different because we've done a lot of research for these sidewalk tours, but I'm not so sure that that's going to be a problem unless you guys think it is. You know, I would have to go through and just, I know that with Trailside Museum, we found conflicting information about the year that it was built. But, you know, we took Trailside off our walk, so we don't even really have to worry about that. I was just bringing it up because just to throw it out there. But if you guys just say, yeah, let's just put it, I mean, it was accurate, maybe within a year, but then there's always the question, was the house built? Is it the year built or is it the year they moved in? So we always have a question. We always ask that at the museum too about, I don't know. I'm just kind of talking in circles.
I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, if
okay, fine. Anybody else think it's we can't be bought.
I don't think that's something that someone's gonna get all hung up on.
Yeah, and I think it's good because he talks so much about architectural elements, and the walking tour is more about the people. And so I think it's a nice combination that we have. So let me think about, maybe I'll kind of connect that for these couple sentences, for eye-catching sentences, you know.
Speaking of the house walks, Jan, would you be kind enough to keep John in the loop as to the timing of future house walks and what they are, so that they can be put in the village newsletter as well?
I will.
Mary and I joined you and Kathy, the one you did on the 600 blocks of Keystone. I thought it was great.
Thanks. It's unbelievable.
Even as a longtime resident, I thought it was very, very informative and learned a lot of stuff.
Good. Thank you. I mean, that's we learned. I mean, we couldn't believe the movers and the shakers in town, that like the Solomon Thatcher Jr. couple. Yeah, I mean, it was informative to us, that's for sure. So thanks. I'm glad that it was worthwhile.
Oh, absolutely. For everyone. 100%. That was great.
Good.
Well, as I think about running this permit, you know, report, I'm trying to hone in on exactly how to run it, because I can't just, you know, I can't run it by exterior, you know, they're not split like that. I can run them by permit type, but if I run, you know, windows or if I run remodel, you know, you're going to get tons of stuff, even for 12 months, much less two or three years. Let me think about it a little bit, but I'm just trying to kind of hone in on that. I don't know if you have any ideas. Sorry, go ahead, Carla.
Just what, because I was looking at what we just got for this, and it's like, you know, you have everything for November, December, January. So, and, you know, so it'll give just an idea of, you know, I'm not going to go to somebody who's doing indoor plumbing, but, you know, somebody who's done something on the exterior. So that would eliminate probably 80%. Just go, you know, whatever the kind of, whatever you do to run what we have now would be great. And then I could, you know, easily see, oh, I'm not going to look at that, but I could take a drive by, you know, these 10 properties and see if, you know, if they look like something that's, you know, what we're looking for. But I don't know how you run these, this, what you give us.
These ones run because the addresses for significant properties and the addresses for historic district are flagged, and it's just a report of the permits issued at the properties that meet one of those two criteria, right? That's what these reports are. Go ahead, Jen.
I have one. In the project description, can you exclude any words like paver?
Yeah. I mean,
because we got a lot of pavers, we could exclude those.
Waterproofing.
Yeah, but then if someone does $1 million renovation that happens to also include pavers, you've just knocked them out.
True. Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, I can move these reports out of our system into Excel, and that gives us some ability to work with them, you know, in terms of searching and filtering. But I don't want to give you something that's completely unusable because it's so much. Let me think about it a little bit. I don't have any ideas right off the top of my head, but let me think about it a little bit, Carla.
Yeah.
The idea, right, John, is not to provide any more stress than we'll be experiencing this summer.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we have had before us virtually any work on a historic property that's potentially significant enough to warrant the award?
Yes. Now, Carla's note was that some of the awards we've given are not to significant properties.
Yeah. A lot of them aren't. I mean, I can think of one on my block that received an award maybe 5 years ago, not a significant property.
Yeah, so I'm open to the view that the subset I just described would be under-inclusive, but it would still seem to be a short and high yield candidate list.
You're talking about the properties that have been reviewed by the HPC in the last 2 years, 3 years. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I mean, in other words, there's a better way to do it, but literally, yeah, if we just went back through every agenda and said, which are the places that we actually, you know, had someone from Air Room or whatever come in and say, hi, my name's whatever, and I'm building this addition. And, you know, there've only been 6 or 8 of those kind of presentations in the last 8, well, God, with COVID, in the last 2 years. But that might be a decent short list to at least consider, understanding that it's under-inclusive.
Yeah.
And again, I'm just brainstorming. There may be a far better way to do it.
See what I can come up with. But yeah, I mean, I can certainly do that. Pulling the previous applications is easy, so I can certainly do that too. That won't take much time at all, so I'll take a look.
Any other thoughts about things to look at in terms of getting the word out once we all resume some greater degree of normality? Okay.
Sorry, my head's kind of just stuck in COVID land. I'm trying to like remember what normal people do to like communicate and see each other. And
so
don't ask me. Yeah, it's been rough.
And it's been strange.
Yes, it has.
Kind of kicking around, adding to the significant property list, and you talked about the last page or so in the survey, and there were several properties listed. And we found out through working on the house walk for Keystone, actually, it popped up Keystone, but it's actually a house on Thatcher. And it's 527 Thatcher, which is almost right behind the 530 Keystone House. 527 Thatcher just happens to be John Broughton House number 1.
Huh.
Yeah, and that could be worthy. And it just, because of all the research we did about 530 and the original house that burned down, and Henry Broughton bought that from Solomon Jr. And, you know, it just went on and on. And then we find out that John and Hattie Broughton built, when John grew up, then he married Hattie and they built 527 Thatcher, that house.
Okay, yeah.
So it was not it was given high marks from the Lakota group. It just wasn't put on the significant property group, but it was a contributing. But now that we find out that it's historically significant, another Queen Anne. You know, it's just another Queen Anne, but now we know more. But we don't know the architect, because we don't know any of the builders of those Queen Anne.
Mm-hmm.
So well, I know that's another
who lives there since.
Yeah, the Mitchells.
Yeah, they're great.
And a nice little touch is that Sadie has came on the tour. She's been on both the tours, and so we invited her to be docent for the last house.
That's awesome.
And we got a hold of Jen, you know, went through her, and Sadie would love to do it. We may have her talk about like a short narrative on one of the other stops, but she definitely said yes.
That's great. She's a good kid.
Yeah, and she's very interested in architecture, so.
Super. We have a child ambassador. She's not really, she's 14. So.
She's little. You know, she's so little. I thought she was in grade school, but she's, you know, it's a great way to get the young people to show that their interest is appreciated, and we want to help them pursue the interest as much as possible.
Yeah, very much. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the deal on 527.
Okay. Anything else anyone would like to chat about tonight?
No.
No. Well, when will we meet in person? Do we know when we'll meet in person or not?
Oh. Gonna be a while, I think.
Yeah.
In the sweet by and by.
I don't know. We're a highly vaccinated team here. Me and John are probably the only ones who don't have it. For all I know, John does. He's connected.
Yeah, but you're...
Okay. So that
we should be able to meet sooner rather than later, if you ask me.
I know David.
Yeah.
David has had number one, so.
Okay, my next one is due March 18th.
Mine's the 17th. So we'll be together soon, Jan, for wine in the garden as soon as the storm.
I know.
I apologize. That was for the event tomorrow, and I couldn't let it go unanswered. I apologize.
No, no problem. No problem whatsoever. Well then, everyone, where would we like to set up?
Are you working, Ben?
For our next meeting.
Let me see here. Get my calendar. So the fourth Thursday is March 25th. February and March are easy like that. I should have known that off the top of my head.
Okay.
So we will plan on that.
Yeah, let's hope there aren't any candidate forums. I think they're sooner.
Well, we can watch the calendar, but I'll...
There are a couple the first Saturday in March.
Okay, we should be safe then.
At 2 in the afternoon and also at 3:30.
Okay.
So.
Thank you. Thanks. Okay, so March 25th. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so that's four weeks from today?
4 weeks from today. You got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Hopefully it'll be much warmer, much less COVID, all of the good stuff.
I know.
Hey, to put things in proper perspective, since the first week in December, we have gained 2 additional hours of sunlight.
Hmm.
Between the first week in December and the first week in March. But between the first week in March and the first week in April, we gain another 2 hours.
Wow.
Is that because we spring forward?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So
yep.
That's in like 2 weeks.
I celebrate daylight savings time like it's a holiday, so I'm getting ready for it.
There you go. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Less snow is a good thing.
Warmer. Oh God. Well, good luck tomorrow, John. You're going to be. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And do you, are you able to get a vaccine while you're there?
Just no, I'm not eligible for it. No. Not eligible in any of the groups right now, but I'll be ready when my turn comes.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. It'll be sooner than later.
Well, do I hear a motion to adjourn? If there's other
comments.
I second.
Commissioner Franek.
Aye.
Commissioner Graham White.
Aye.
Commissioner Prestis.
Aye.
Commissioner Sager.
Aye.
7:32.